Peace and love. Peace and love, everyone. Welcome back to the Universal Love Movement. This is your host, Dr. Carl S. Moore, sending love and light to all the loves out there, those folks who are listening in. As we strive to be loving, universal, and living universal vibrations, the LUV in love. So, you know, this is, we're in season two now, and I'm so excited that this could be like one of the first three episodes on our topic today. Today we're going to be talking about a topic that I really think is important for all of us. I mean, all the topics are important for all of us, but this is called giving yourself permission. That's the title of this episode. So often we don't give ourselves permission, and in the process of not, there are some major implications. So that's what we're going to get into today. You ever hear the phrase or statement, I forget exactly how it goes. It's so funny. I'm bad with like quoting, always making up stuff in my own mind, do and then ask for forgiveness, whatever that statement goes, right? So when we talk about not asking for permission, I think it has the same outcome of that a little bit sometimes, but it's not always in the same spirit, right? It's one of those things that if you're asking for forgiveness, later, but not for permission, it's kind of like exactly true to the statement. It's like it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission, right? That's what people say. So when we're thinking about that, it's like, wait, what do you mean? It's easier to ask for permission, right? To ask for forgiveness and not permission. Well, the reason why is because that's because you get a chance to, do what you need to do. You get a chance to do it. Like you're doing, you're in a state of doing. Now, this is what's interesting is that as a kid, we are raised in, and it makes sense. I think it works for the laws of, the laws and structures of a household, that in order to do anything, you need to make sure there's an adult or authority figure that signs off on it, because there's so much that you want to do as a kid and that you're socialized to not. But in a different type of parenting style, no, unless it's something that's going to really harm you, you don't. But there are things that, like I have two little people, or we have two little people, and there are things that are developmentally inappropriate that little kids may want to do. But outside of that, giving them more agency, and it's like the difference between like a Montessori school and a public school, where it's like public's like, hey, sit down and do this at this time. And it's great. I was a product of, public, and there are a lot of wonderful human beings that are. But Montessori schools, although I went through to one for at least a year, I think parents couldn't maintain it. It was some kind of interesting thing with that. But it was where we got a chance to do our own thing at our own pace, right? And with boundaries, within boundaries. So how could your life be like that as well, right? It's one of those things that we really have an opportunity to do so much more than we allow ourselves to do. But the permission that we might have asked our parents now becomes permission from friends, society, maybe significant others, because we want their approval. We want their approval. And it's not maybe not you that always, but it's that element or that layer. It's like, okay, let me, and then it impacts you in so many other ways, right? Instead of just doing like, I know that we want friends' approval in relationships. We want someone to co-sign in terms of our dreams. And I think that these things are actually really helpful aids in terms of advisory, et cetera. But there's a difference between communicating with someone and saying, hey, I am going to do this. What's some of your wisdom about how to go about doing it, versus asking them, hey, should I do this or not? And it's interesting because sometimes when we speak to our loved ones, friends, et cetera, we could actually sometimes tell each other, like, we don't give people permission to do what they want to do. We just say, hey, I don't think you should do this. I don't think. And we think it's out of love, and it may very well be out of love. But the result and sometimes is that continue to fuel this whole being this person who wants to ask for permission to do things. And it impacts us in so many different ways. I'll give you an example. So I have, it's like the inner wisdom of things that we know versus the external wisdom. So as you all know, especially I've talked a lot about this in the last season, but my, in terms of my knee, when I had a knee injury, I was going to the doctor and, I was able to continue to move forward in a way that was positive, that, you know, continued to progress and heal. But what was interesting is that this is so funny when you think about it. It's in my own body. There was one moment when I was waiting to go to the doctor to see what the doctor had to say about how my knee felt. Isn't that interesting? You think about it, I'm like, okay, let me ask. I almost needed permission to feel good. I'm like, I feel good. Let me see what he says. And I know that doctors, and that's a very particular, may not be the best of examples, because sometimes, you know, people, you know, like experts can see things, but there's wisdom in the body. Like, I am just as much of authority on my body as the doctor is, but I'm not a specialist in, you know, that particular thing that he was looking at. But we could merge minds. And some doctors actually do this with you. They'll say, hey, how do you feel? And you kind of work with you. But sometimes people don't. They kind of go based off of what they think, you know? So the curiosity in terms of any type of helping profession is what we want. Someone who's curious and is going to ask us questions versus tell us, because, you know, we know. So the whole asking for permission thing, there are other things in my life that I want to do, that whether it be from, you know, always wanting to have a podcast to certain things I wanted to do. And it's come out in that if my partner approved of it or if my friends approved of it, then it's like, great. I just want to get you guys an idea about this. It's like, huh? And you know, what's interesting is I think it's good to get people's feedback. Don't get me wrong. I'm big on like collaborative thinking, but asking for, you know, sounding boards to perfect or refine your whatever you're thinking versus asking for folks to give you permission to do or to not, or completely different things, right? Completely different. So with me right now in life, I'm just trying to do more of, not asking for permission. You know, it's one of those things and it feels beautiful. I'm like, wow, I'm able to do all these things in life and not, you know, want someone's approval, because the approval people may more often approve based off of what they see and can't see, and everyone can't see the same thing. So for us, just think to yourself even for a moment right now, what's something that you want to do that if everyone was like, hey, you should do it, or gave you the green light, you would have done it already. What's one of those things? And then if whatever that thing is, you go ahead and just start it. We don't need to ask for people's permission. You know, now the whole idea of asking for forgiveness later is like, you know, God forbid, and excuse me, not the same sacrilegious, that's just a colloquialism, that you do something that's wrong, you know, then you can say, hey, I'm sorry, I was just moving forward with what I wanted to do, you know, or, you know, this is my bad. So I think that's a really, really important piece. And I'll share this last piece with you, because I think as it relates to, you know, how you appear and show up in a world, it's one of those things that really, 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 really impacts me on my work that I do. So I have a job that, you know, requires a lot of work, a lot of strategic thinking, and a lot of activity. But it's one of those things that, you know, my supervisor is pretty awesome in that he's not a micromanaging, like over top me with everything I do. It's probably because of the role that I have. It's the status level. It's not one in which he would even have the time. But on a weekly kind of basis, sometimes we don't talk for weeks. And there's lots of stuff that I need to do. I need to be like the captain of my own, or the admiral, or the, you know, the person who's over my own ship and really guide and move forward. And it's not necessarily written in my position description to do that. But, you know, sometimes when people are interviewing for jobs, they say self-starter, et cetera. But if I were to always ask for his permission to do things, like 90% of what I do would not have been done. Most of the time I'm in a state of actually doing, and then, hey, this is what I'm doing. What do you think about this? Even in my job. And, you know, and this is something in which I know the principles. I mean, not the principles, I'm sorry. I know my goals. I know the job that I'm in. Just like you, you know your life and you know your path and your goals to move forward. What's the activity that you can just do to make sure that you are living out your purpose and not necessarily asking for permission, but kind of how I do with my even my supervisor, where I kind of go in, you can get counsel from, you know, other individuals on what you are in process of doing and planning on doing, what they think about how you are doing it, right? So, you know, when you are in that process of, you know, thinking about, you know, whatever, it's more of a mentality to just go. And then you'll see that no matter what it is, from learning the piano to learning how to like code or do video editing or start a podcast or go take this one new adventure or whatever, you won't be asking for permission, but you would give yourself more so an opportunity to trust your inner voice and guide you to where you need to go. Now, I say all that just to say, and I'll also caution it by saying that I know that there is an inner voice that we all have that some folks may not necessarily have access to. And sometimes the thing that's telling you to do may be coming from a place that is not going to be constructive for you. So that is your litmus test as far as that. And this is a whole other episode. Like, how do you know if it's your inner voice or not, right? That's a, you know, how do I know if it's me? Well, it's very complicated, but then it's also straightforward, right? How you know if something is you or the good, you know, they say the angel and the devil on your shoulder, right? You know, you see that in movies, or you used to show it in movies, is how you feel when you're thinking it, right? And sometimes people's feelings are a little bit not aligned, or where they may not be able to go by that, or just think about, is this something that will be constructive for you? We're not going to say good or bad, because that gets into areas that are just not sustainably across the board, right? We think about if it can be constructive and build your, to you, not to other people, build your life and value, and if it's, or if it's going to be potentially destructive. And that's how you know if the voice is coming from that angel on your shoulder versus the devil or whatever, right? Or the other side. Because it's just an easy equation. Like, okay, this thing that's telling me, and some things that we think are positive are not, because they may be constructive outcome for ourselves and other people, right? Or it may just be out of vendetta or grudges, right? But the feeling that you feel when you're thinking about whether you should or shouldn't do this, not like out of guilt or fear of what other people may think, but like how you would feel doing it, right? Those become a little bit more of your entree into knowing, okay, I'm going to be the captain of my ship, and I'm going to act first and then ask for forgiveness, is how the saying goes. And I'm not going to ask for permission to do my life and be me. I'm going to live out my purpose on purpose and do what I am called to do within myself or the opportunities that I see. And, you know, all of us need, you know, advice and people outside of ourselves, right? A fish doesn't know the water that it is swimming in, but we go to others. And it's interesting because your friend groups and peers and family members or whomever else, it changes relationship with them a little bit. But, and it's not saying like I gotta rip the band-aid off and just go totally different, but it changes it to where, hey, I'm going to do this. What are your thoughts about these ways of doing it or that way? And if you decide, and you could even invite folks in your life to say, hey, I like to change the way in which I kind of like use you. I don't want to come to you and ask you whether I should or shouldn't do things before. I want to come to you as a sounding board. And if you could ask me questions about what I'm thinking about doing that aren't leading to me towards not doing it or doing it, I would appreciate that. That's another skill for folks to just say, hey, tell me more. Because sometimes we just need to talk things out loud, right? And we just need to have that kind of like, all right, this is what I'm doing. And, you know, to hear ourselves think and hear the advice. And then it may not be where you need to ask for permission. You may just say, hey, I'm not going to do it. Or, you know, or ask for forgiveness later. You may, hey, or it may be like, wow, you know what? I'm doing this. And this is, you know, this is something that is on my path. So I invite you to do what your inner voice is calling you to do. And don't ask for permission. As I sat there waiting to ask for permission about how I felt, I just recognized how I felt about my knee, right? I just kind of thought to myself, wow, this is a very powerful thing. And I know where it comes from, our upbringing and socializing ages, but then you can get in situations where you totally are the captain and authority with nothing, no one else around, and then you're still waiting. So What's the inner you waiting on you to allow yourself to do? This is the Universal Love Movement with your host, Dr. Carl S. Moore, sending love and light. Have a beautiful day.